International Children's Day is celebrated on November 20 every year. This year, more than ever, children around the world need your help. They have difficulties like pandemic, wars, famine, poverty, slavery, which should not exist at the 21st century. We are going to present you the important dates of the right of the child.
The first International Children's Day began on November 20th, 1954. The Declaration of the Rights of the Child, agreements between countries, was adopted on November 20th, 1959. Then, the Convention of the Rights of the Child was signed on November 20th, 1989. The Convention and the Declaration make it possible to guarantee the rights of the child and to limit abuse. We will work on child abuse around the world.
We'll start with statistics about child abuse. During 2015, 1 billion children are estimated to have experienced physical, sexual, emotional violence or neglect. 41% of girls in least developed countries are married before age 18. 200 million women and girls have experienced female genital mutilation. 126 million of girls are missing around the world due to a preference for son. 152 million children are engaged in child labor. We believe that this abuse must stop because it is unacceptable. Children's rights are unevenly distributed in countries. Children's rights are preserved in Western Europe, North America, and Oceania. But children's rights are in danger in Africa, South America, Asia, and Eastern Europe. To fight against these inequalities, we are going to present the Convention of the Rights of the Child.
For this, the Convention on the Rights of the Child promised solutions to stop child abuse. This convention wants to make rights real, keeping families together, protecting children against kidnapping and violence, protect child refugees, do prevention against the child traffic, make social help, and give at us an access to education.
We believe that all children have the right to live normally and be able to study. For us, abuse, kidnapping, child labor, violence against children must stop. It is important to protect them so that all children all over the world must have the same rights.
We must help children in poor countries to have access to education. Indeed, education allows children to develop and to be all equal. It also helps to stop child labor and child abuse. Children need your help.
Thank you for listening to us.